Welcome to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Their goal is to win the lost, disciple Christians, set the captives free, and see the sick made whole. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org. Now, here is Pastor Gary Culp with today's message.
Well, good afternoon. The Lord bless you. What do we know for sure? God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Heavenly Father, we're praying for souls. We want everyone to go to heaven. So we're agreeing together in prayer for the eternal salvation of every boy and girl, man and woman in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. We're also praying for their past, present, future spouses, and all the children they have now and the future and their family members, all grandchildren they have now and the future and their family members, all great-grandchildren they have now and the future and their family members. By faith and agreement together, we are sending the Holy Spirit to convict every person of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Lord Jesus Christ, reveal yourself to each person that you are God, that you are the eternal Son of God, the incarnation, you're fully God and fully man, that you're the only Messiah, that you're Lord of all, that you're our deliverer and healer, our soon coming King of kings, Lord of lords. That revelation, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding would come to every boy and girl, man and woman, and they'd humble themselves before you, repent of their sins, receive you, Lord Jesus, as Savior and Lord, and be born again from above. We agree for that right now. We also ask you to get every person into a good Bible-believing teaching church, that then be baptized in water, they would receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. We're praying for every Christian to become a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're crying out, Father, for every demon-possessed, demonized, and captive person to be set free. And yes, Lord Jesus, all the sick to be healed from every sickness and every disease. And Lord Jesus, your people to receive and walk in financial abundance, prosperity, debt cancellation of their debts, the full blessing of Abraham, whom God blessed in all things. And we agree and receive in Jesus' name. Also, Father, we're praying for our country. We say, God bless America. Heavenly Father, we declare you're the only true God. You're the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You're the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, America belongs to you. We are one nation under God. And Father, we're crying out for the end time revival. Oh, Holy Spirit, fall on this nation. Grant repentance, faith in Jesus. Let there be miracles, healing, signs, and wonders, Lord. Let there be an end time outpouring of your Spirit before the church is raptured out of here so more can come into the kingdom and go to heaven. That's our heart's cry, Father. We thank you for your servant, Donald Trump. He is a gift of God. And J.D. Vance and his cabinet appointees and their families, we pray for their salvation if they're not born again. If they are born again, they pray to be Holy Spirit baptized and filled. And Father, whether they understand it or not, your hand will be upon them, and they would make all their decisions based upon the truth of your word and our Constitution, and you would give them great grace and great boldness. Father, continue to bless Donald Trump and the ICE agents as you, Father, expose and bring to light every terrorist, every foreign soldier, every prisoner, every pedophile, every drug trafficker. Father, everyone who's coming to America to do evil and harm, you're bringing them to the light, and you're driving them out of this country to return no more. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Lord, you've warned us about end-time power grid problems. So, Father, we're agreeing together right now. We ask your mighty hedge of protection and angelic protection about our power grid. Father, please protect our electricity, our gas, our oil, our coal. Please, Father, protect our water tables, which includes the water in our wells and city water. Please protect our food supply, our farms, our farmers, our food production plants. We agree together, Father, that you would allow no person, no group or nation to any way poison, hack, diminish, destroy, or evil affect any of these resources. And Father, if any person, group, or nation tries to do that, you'll stop them. If necessary, you'll stomp them. And we ask this in Jesus' name. And Father God, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We love the Jewish people. Please remove the blinders and scales off their hearts and minds. Allow them to see, Lord Jesus, that you're their Messiah, and they would be born again and spirit-filled. Father, according to your word, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Father, we agree with you. They have title deed to all the land of Canaan. Father, restore all that land to them and bring that revelation, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to the Trump administration. And Father, if anyone tries to harm the nation Israel or Jewish people in any way, shape, or form, you would stop them. And if they persist in their evil against them, you would destroy them. And that, again, that's according to your word. And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray and agree. Amen. All right. Well, the end times are here, aren't they? You know, we don't only have AI, we have AIG. We have general intelligence. I understand that now the computers have become a lot smarter than man. And they're developing quantum computing. And whoever is able to control that, in a sense, they'll control the world, because those systems will be able to shut down other systems. So you better pray. Now, again, this probably the terrible part of it won't happen until after we're raptured out of here. But if you care for anybody who will be left, you need to pray against that. It's terrible. But let's talk about good things today. In fact, if I had a title for our message today, we'd call it Winner, Winner, Chicken Dinner. You ever heard that? We're going in the Bible to 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. And whatever is born of God overcometh the world, literally the world system. And this is the victory. Did you hear that? The victory that overcometh the world system, even our faith. Again, it's personal faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Well, let's break that down. How does it start out? Who is born of God? You know, I can't emphasize enough that I want you to go to heaven. Everyone hear my voice, go to heaven. But I tell you, you will not go to heaven unless you're born again. And why would I say such a thing like that? Because Jesus said himself in John chapter 3. And you know, John is the book that most preachers and churches will have you read the very first thing. And notice what Jesus says to this religious person called Nicodemus. And we believe he did get saved and born again. Praise God. But Jesus said in John 3:3, except, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You have to repent of your sins and receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord, and you do business with Jesus. That's called being born again. And you know, what does God use to save you? He uses the Word of God. Notice here in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, here it is, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. You know how long the Bible is going to last? Forever and ever and ever. Yeah, the Bible will be in heaven. Did you know that? And I probably, if you didn't learn something down here, you'll learn it up there. So you're born again by the Word of God, who tells you about Jesus Christ, who loved you, who died for your sins and rose again and shed his precious blood. So whosoever is born again, I pray that's every one of us listening. What happens? We overcome the world. We're supposed to be winners. Now, you know, when it's talking about world again, I even said the word world system, okay? It's not planet Earth. Planet Earth is neutral. God created it for his glory and his purposes and for us to enjoy. But let's just establish something about the world system. Who's in charge in the world system today? Well, sad to say, the devil. Well, why would you say that, preacher? Well, because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:3, but if our gospel, remember that's the good news of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection, be hidden, and it is hidden, it is hidden to them that are lost. That means everyone who's not born again yet. In whom the God, and notice it's little g, because there's only one true God, the God of this age, and literally King James says world, there it, who's the God of this world? Satan, the world system, hath blinded the minds, that's the thinking, of them who believe not, those who aren't saved yet, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. So Satan is called the god of this age or the god of this world. Well, how did he get that? Well, he got that when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. They had charge of the world, and they gave it over to Satan when they sinned. Now, again, Jesus has redeemed mankind back through his blood, but still people are lost. Still, Satan is very much alive and well on planet Earth. He hadn't been thrown into hell yet. People have to get saved to be part of the kingdom of God. Pastor, what does Jesus say himself? John chapter 15, Jesus is teaching. Notice what he says to you and I, his disciples. If the world, again, not planet Earth, the world system that Satan's in charge of, you know. Remember, God is the right, Satan is the left. And that's all that exists, period. Okay. If the world system hates you, Christians, he's talking to disciples, you know that it hated me before it hated you. The world system is against Jesus because Satan's ruling over it. Do you get the picture here? Now notice what Jesus says to his disciples. If you were of the world, the world system, the world would love its own. And the world does love its own. If you're a dirty, rotten, filthy sinner, you love the wildlife. You love sinning. And you don't like it when people try to get you to stop either. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you're not of the world, notice what Jesus says to them, but I have chosen you out of the world. You see, every Christian, that includes preacher, was a part of the world system. So we know what it's like to be a wild and crazy guy. But again, it wasn't funny, was it? It was sin. Okay. So we were part of the world system. Jesus saved us. And so now longer, we're not part of the world system. We're part of the kingdom of God. But we were part of the world. So when we talk about those people, we used to be those people. Keep that in mind. And I'll keep you humble. Okay. Therefore, the world system hateth you. You know, all your friends liked you when you were a party animal, but now you're saved and won't play with them anymore? Oh, you're terrible. You're awful. You get the picture. You understand that, don't you? Remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they did. Read your Bible. They will also persecute you. Reality. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not, notice this, him, Father God, that sent me, Jesus Christ. So you get the picture here? We're now born again. We were part of the world system. Now we're born again. In fact, Ephesians 2:6 says we're seated with Christ in the heavenlies. God declares us. If you're a born-again believer, can I tell you who you are? You're a child, a son or daughter of God. You're a saint now, which means you're a holy one. You are a priest in training, but you're a priest. You're an ambassador. You represent Jesus in this world. You're an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. That's in Romans chapter 8. Do you get the picture here? You're a soldier. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. You have an armor to wear. And in that same context, you're an enforcer of the victory that Jesus won on the cross. And these are just some of the things you are now that you're born again. God declares he's made you those things. You didn't make yourself that way. But through your repentance and the blood of Jesus and being regenerated by the Holy Spirit, you're now that. So now you're in diametric opposition to the world system which you used to be part of. Does that make sense? Okay. So whosoever is born again, God overcometh the world system. That means victory. This is the victory. What's our victory? Our faith. You know, Paul even says in 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God who gives us, that's the born-again believer, the victory, see, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, giveth us the victory is not just future tense, but present tense. We're to be victorious now. We're to rule and reign with Christ now in the sense of enforcing his victory and bringing others into his kingdom. That's where you get the title, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Jesus won, and we're in him now, and we're supposed to win. That doesn't mean we don't go through trials and difficulties and persecutions, but we win. So God expects you to win. He won. He's in you. You have the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that Jesus, the 12 and the 70 has. We're to win. Okay. What's our victory? Our faith. I like, four times in the Bible it talks about the just living by faith. You know the first time? Habakkuk. You ever read that book? Chapter 2, verse 4. Behold, his soul that is lifted up is not upright in him. Those who are full of pride are not right with God. Okay. But the just, that's people who have received Jesus as Savior and Lord, shall live by his faith. See, I just want to make sure. I don't care what church you go to. I'm not pushing any certain denomination. But you have to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And you don't get it by some person baptizing you, some person confirming to you. You get it when you cry out with Jesus and repent of your sins. And Jesus comes into your heart, into your life. And you're born again. Now get baptized. Now get confirmed. Not against those things. Things you should do once you're born again. But if you just do a religious ritual, you're not born again. You don't do business with Jesus, you're not born again. And some people have just gone through a ritual and they have no relationship with Jesus and they're not going to heaven. Because the blood of Jesus only cleanses for those who repent and receive him personally. It's a personal relationship. I can't overemphasize that. You do business with Jesus or you're not going to heaven. Good news, Jesus is drawing you to himself, so you turn around and receive him. How about another instance? Romans chapter 1, verse 17. For in it is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just, that's those who are getting saved, those who have put their faith in Jesus, shall live by faith. So you don't get saved by trusting in Jesus. You get saved by walking with Jesus, trusting him day in and day out. And as you pray and grow in your love for him in relationship, as you study the word and get more understanding and revelation, you have faith in God. You have faith in his word. You obey his word. You walk with him. And then one day you get caught up in the rapture and taken to heaven. Or if you die early, you still go to heaven. Okay. You got the picture here, but you walk by faith. You just don't get saved by trusting in Jesus. You live every day by trusting in Jesus, trusting in the Father, reading the Word of God and believing it, and allowing the Holy Spirit to fill you. Do you get the point? You live by faith. You just don't get saved by faith. But if you have no faith, then you're not, you don't belong to God. How about Galatians chapter 3? I'll go ahead and read verse 10 and 11. For as many as under the works of the law are under the curse. Okay. What he's saying is if anyone tries to get to heaven by being good and doing good, and you make one mistake because you're depending on your goodness, you're under a curse. And everybody sins lots. So if you're going to get to heaven by being a good person, you ain't going to make it. But let's continue. For as many as are under the works of the law, think they're getting to heaven by keeping rules, are under the curse. God said so. For it is written, cursed is everyone, here it is, I didn't make this up, that continueth not in all the things which are written in the book of the law to do them. In other words, you would have to perfectly keep all the Ten Commandments all the time. And even the New Testament, we see that you can sin by thoughts, words, and deeds. And see, nobody can do that. That's why Jesus had to come. Okay. So don't think you'll, oh, the good old boys, they'll make it to heaven. No, they won't, because they're rotten. Just like you and I were before we got saved. Okay. Verse 11. But that no man or person is justified by the law, I told you, in the sight of God. And that's all that matters. What does God think? It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Faith in Jesus, his blood, his salvation, him and him alone. Another one. Hebrews chapter 10. The Bible says, cast not away your confidence at your faith, which hath great recompense or reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Now, what does the Bible say? For yet a little while, he that shall come will come and not tarry. Now, here it is, a fourth time. The just shall live by faith. And if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Don't ever draw back as a Christian from trusting in Jesus. So you got to get strong. And that's where your prayer life and studying the Word of God and obeying God comes in, makes you strong, putting on that whole armor of God. So you get saved, but you continue to walk by faith, and your faith increases as you trust God daily with all the problems you have. And everyone's got problems. Who overcomes the world? He that has faith and believeth what? That Jesus is the Son of God. You know, 1 John, we're in 1 John right now. Notice it says, he that overcometh. That's winner, winner, chicken dinner. The world system, that's what we're fighting against, because the Satan's in charge of it. But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. The Bible makes it quite clear that if you don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God, you're not going to heaven. In fact, let's just go back another chapter in 1 John 4:15. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. What does 1 John 2:22 say? Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One? He is an Antichrist, did you hear this? That denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son means that Jesus is the Son of God. The same hath not the Father. You don't know Father God until you are introduced to Jesus. Then God is your Father. The Bible says so. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that confesseth the Son hath the Father also. See, the Father, eternal Father, sent his eternal Son. And only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God go to heaven. Now, there's a great problem going on in the world today. A terrible religion has invaded America. It's called Islam. In Islam, they believe that God has no son. Do you understand that? They do not believe that Jesus is the Son of God. They would rebuke you for that. They would mock you for that. You know, just like we're looking for Jesus to return, and then we know the Antichrist will show up. Perry Stone figured this out, that the Antichrist will be a Muslim practicing Islam. And he will be their Mahdi. So the difference between Christianity and Islam is the difference between heaven and hell. Do you understand that? They absolutely do not believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And the Bible absolutely says you're not going to heaven because you don't believe that God sent his Son. Let me give you the most basic verse in the Bible. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Son of God, that whosoever believeth in him, Jesus, the Son of God, should not perish but have everlasting life. Let's go on in 1 John 5:10. He that believeth on the Son of God, who's that? Jesus, hath this witness in himself. That's the witness of the Holy Spirit. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar. Ooh, you don't want to be that person. Because he believed not the record that God gave of his Son. They don't believe that. And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life. Oh, Father, thank you. Well, how do I get it? And this life is in his Son, the eternal Son of God, Jesus Christ. Verse 12. Every person on planet Earth is in verse 12. So listen. He that hath the Son, the Son of God, Jesus, has life, eternal life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. I'm just telling you, God says no one practicing Islam goes to heaven according to the Bible. Do you understand that? So, again, Jesus is the kingdom of God. Anything who doesn't believe in Jesus is the kingdom of Satan. Do you understand that? People ask, well, all these religions will get to heaven. Who are you fooling? Remember when God destroyed the earth and saved only Noah and his family? How about Sodom and Gomorrah? He got tired of their sexual perversion and wickedness, wiped them all out except for Lot and his two daughters. Do you get the picture here? Heaven's not going to be crowded. Oh, all these religions are a path to God. That's a lie from hell. Don't die saying that. Because the Bible says it's very narrow. In fact, Jesus said himself, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That means eternal life. No one cometh unto the Father, Heavenly Father, Jehovah God, but by me. One way to heaven, Jesus Christ, who? The Son of God. So all those who don't believe Jesus is the Son of God, according to the Bible, not according to preachers, according to the Bible, and we're just preaching and teaching the word, die and go to hell. And remember, this Antichrist will be from another religion. Get the point? Do you see how important it is to read and study your Bible? You won't say ignorant things. Well, they just serve God like we do. No, they don't. You're deceived. Remember the greatest thing Jesus said in Matthew 24:4? Let no man deceive you. And then he talked about false prophets and false teachers. And Galatians and 2 Peter and 2 Corinthians 11. Read your Bible. Watch out for this. Watch out for that. You're going to be winner, winner, chicken dinner? Here it is. Who is he that overcometh the world? The world system, that means the devil who's controlling the world system and those in it. But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God, and those are only ones going to heaven that believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Do you believe he's the Son of God? Have you received Jesus as your Savior and Lord and confess him as God's Son and the only way to heaven? Remember Acts 4:12, Peter says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That's Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So if you haven't encountered Jesus and you want to, let's cry out to him right now. Jesus, the Son of God, I believe you're the Savior. I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I believe it's only your blood that washes away my sin. Lord Jesus Christ, I repent of my sins. I confess I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, come into my heart and my life. Be my Savior. Be Lord of my life. I give myself to you completely, both now and forever. Jesus, thank you for saving me. Amen. Welcome to the family of God. And now get into the world and learn how to be strong and overcome this world system and devil. And you can't do it without being born again and then growing in the Word as you study the Word and as you pray. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org or send an email to Pastor Gary. His email is garyculp@yahoo.com. Please join them again next week as they continue to expound on God's truth in a relevant and practical way.